Welcome to The Word at Westminster, a podcast with talks, studies, interviews, sermons, and more from Westminster Church in Barrie, Canada. It's about learning and living God's Word. Hey everybody, the point of this video is to introduce you to the new coordinator of our small groups, which at Westminster are called Vine Groups, Michelle Boston. So here she is, so welcome. And Michelle, we're just going to spend a minute, as you know, kind of talking a little bit about the Vine so people can learn about it if they haven't been involved before, and if they have been involved, a bit of a reminder. And maybe there's some people who are thinking, you know, this is maybe something that I want to know more about or get involved in. So hopefully this provides some context and information for them. So just to kind of start off, why don't you kind of introduce yourself and let us know how you got involved in Vine Groups in the first place.
Sure. Thanks, Matthew. I got involved in Vine when I was brand new to Westminster, and I was looking at what was available. It just happened to be at the time when a Vine group was starting. And the first time I looked and went, not so sure. And I thought, I'm kind of busy. I'm not sure. Then my little voice in the back of my head reminded me that, you know what, you need to get into the church, and this is how you meet people. And I knew that from my previous experience. So the second round, I dove right in and I joined, had a fabulous Vine group, loved it so much, did it again. And after a few times of attending, I decided that, you know, I'd like to be a leader. And, you know, I met so many great people. I've really enjoyed it. I've been part of it ever since. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. Now, what happens, right? So that's a bit of your context, but people are like, okay, well, what actually happens at one of these things?
Yeah. So the Vine group is a group of people pretty consistent from week to week that you get to know. We come in and you'll get an email over the weekend or the beginning of the week to talk about the questions we'll have that week. So you can come in knowing sort of what's going to happen that evening or day. And we chat about what's happened in the recent message that Matthew's that you have delivered. And it's a great chance to really delve deeper into the Word and to think about what that application might be to your day-to-day life. And what I love about it is hearing other people's point of views. People speak when they want to speak. No one's really pressured in the groups. It's very casual that way, but your leader's there to guide the conversation. And I'm happy to say there's times when I've had questions I couldn't really answer and someone else in the group answers. So it's a really great opportunity for fellowship and to get to know people better and at all the same time learning more about God's Word.
Well, that's a very helpful summary. Now I'm going to ask you a question that I didn't prepare you for, so okay. I'm just going to hopefully that's okay. But what is one of the ways that you've personally been encouraged with these groups? Or with a group that you've been involved in, something's just really been encouraging to you. Think, oh, that's just been so great.
Oh, I have to say the first thing that popped in my head was someone in the group saying, I don't know if this is what you want to hear or not, but blah, 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 blah. Or I'm not sure of what I'm about to say, but blah, 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 blah. And the fact that people are open and willing to talk and they don't feel uncomfortable to speak out, I think that's been one of the best things for me, because anyone who knows me knows I really like to delve into things and I like to learn from others, and that ability to hear some really great points of view and new ways of looking at God's Word is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what would you say to people who, about getting involved, like why should people get involved and how would they take that next step?
Yeah. Don't do what I did. That's fine. Listen to that. Have that little doubt initially, but dive right in. Get into it. Church is not just on Sunday. This is just such a great way to be involved and to keep your motivation there, to really be thinking about God and to be thinking about how the Holy Spirit's moving in your life. And it's not complicated. All you need to do is sign up. There'll be a notice coming through in the announcements about Vine. And there's all different nights of the week. There's even a daytime session led by Steve. And we're more than happy to take suggestions for other ways of keep getting people involved. Another thing to keep in mind too, with the fall coming, there's both virtual and in-person sessions. So depending on your comfort level, or if you're one of those poor parents stuck at home with kids that can't get out during the week, we have a session for you. So please don't let those things hold you back. Try it out.
Well, and also just, you know, people can contact you if they have a question, right? There's some people thinking, oh, I don't know about this or that. Just reach out to Michelle and ask a question and she'll provide some guidance.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very happy to do that.
So thank you for doing this, Michelle. You know, when you kind of came forward to do this, I thought, this is so amazing. You are so thoughtful and faithful and great to work with too. So I know that people will have a good experience with you as the coordinator. So just as a closing word, I want to share John 15 verse 5, because some people might wonder, hey, why, you know, why vine groups? Why is it called that? Well, mm-hmm. back to its inception, this was the inspiration. So these are the words of Jesus in John 15, verse 5. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me. So it's all about Jesus. He's the vine growing in him and producing fruit, which is evidence of faith in our lives. Mm-hmm. And so as we've always said, it's the place to go if you want to grow.